In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Boston original.
On Boston Sports Original.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
WEEI.
WEEI. It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and hide me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for They Said It. Where should we begin this morning, Jackson?
We begin with the sidelined David Andrews talking about Mayo's between the white lines comments.
That's the truth, though. Like, coaches can't play the game. Like, Bill always would say that stuff, too. It's like, I can't play the game for you. Like, I can't do that. Like, you know, and there's some truth to that. Like, you know, and we talked about it, about, like, the robot thing. Like, okay, like there's going to come points in games as players where something's going to be unscripted. Something's going to be, they're going to do a new blitz. The offense is going to have a new formation. Like, yeah, the coaches can prepare you and teach you all the rules or whatever your adjustments may be, but you have to execute those, right?
Right.
And I've always thought, like, I've never gone into a game really and been like, man, the coaches failed us, you know?
Exactly.
Like, you know, they work hard. They put in so much time. Really, it's always about us. Like, it is about the players.
Wiggy, I get
it.
You played the game like David Andrews. You agree?
Yeah.
Like that comment by Gerard Mayo is a nothing burger.
I mean, I don't take it as serious as, you know, fans who hear it, because I get what he's saying. Like, all right, we called this play. We made a design. We called this play. Now you got to go out there and execute. If the you know, there are times when you, as a player, you go, you shouldn't have called that play. Like, that's where I think coaches can help out. Whereas, like, all right, let's call the perfect play for, not the perfect play, but the better play for this situation.
Yeah.
But I get what he's saying. Once you're out there, it's like your job not to jump off sides. Holding, things happen during the play. That's part of it.
You can't help but wonder if some things, not major outcomes, I guess, but if some things would be different around there if David Andrews were playing in a part of this team. Like, if you're bugged out by the laughter and the frivolity in the locker room after getting blown out in Miami, I don't think he's the kind of guy who would hesitate to tell you to shut up. Mm-hmm. I don't think that if there are guys that are mailing it in or there's a lack of effort at times, I don't think he's a guy who would put up with that. So they do miss him from the veteran leader perspective big time, I think.
And I don't know this, but how often is he around the team? Like, David Andrews?
Probably not much.
Okay, because I was just wondering, like, if he is in that locker room, because I think David Andrews has done enough and been around these guys enough that even though he's injured, I think he still could have a voice in there.
Nah, when you're injured, you're hardly ever around. Okay. You don't go to meetings, you know. A lot of the times you don't travel, you know, and you're just kind of doing your own thing. So you're not around much.
Okay. What's next, Jackson?
We go to Teddy Bruschi talking about whether Bill Belichick would be a good fit for Dallas or not.
Would work, truthfully. Okay. I mean, with Bill and Jerry, I think there's a lot of discussions that would have to go on between this is my realm, this is your realm. Because what Bill preaches in the locker room in terms of distractions and how things should be done, if it's contradicted, all right, how it would drive him crazy. Yeah. If you're telling me, coach, as a player, that I'm supposed to be this way, but I'm not getting that example from the general manager and the owner. Yeah. So now it's like, where am I going here?
You agree, Wiggy? I mean, I feel like if Jerry Jones wants him, then Bill's going to, you know, basically be able to say, this is how I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And Jerry Jones is going to accept it, at least for the first couple seasons. I mean, how long do you think Bill is really going to coach for if he goes there or if he goes to Jacksonville? I mean, it's three seasons.
Yeah, three seasons, four max. And so you look at one.
Four?
Yeah, max.
That would be the old.
Yeah, I mean, he's what, 72? So he'd be there 72, 73, 74, 75. I mean, that. Yeah. So what, the guy Mac Brown from UNC is like 73 years old.
Yeah, he's gone now.
I just think, and not because of the reporting by Diana Russini, but she seems pretty positive in her reporting. I just think Jacksonville is the better landing spot for him because that owner is, I would assume, willing to give up complete control to somebody like Bill Belichick because he's so pissed off at what at wasting what he says is the best roster ever.
See, I think it would work for the first couple of years, but because he's only going to be there for 3 years, here's the reason why I say Bill Parcells was there for 4 years, okay? And he didn't win a championship there, but he made them competitive. You know, they made the playoffs. And Bill Parcells, his ego is massive. And we all know Bill Parcells. And this was Bill Parcells later on in his career, right? After the Patriots, after the Jets. And so if he was able to work with Bill Parcells, I think he's able to, and I'm talking about Jerry Jones, he's probably able to work with Bill Belichick. You know, because, I mean, Parcells, they probably butted heads, but they were able to work together.
Well, that job may not even be available. Can we go to Jerry Jones on his radio show?
Yes, sir. Yes, we can.
Which was yesterday, and what he said about Mike McCarthy.
I don't think that's crazy.
Wait. The question was, just so we can set it up, because we didn't have the question. So he was asked if it's crazy to talk about extending Mike McCarthy at this point.
But I don't think that's crazy at all. That's not crazy. And listen, Mike McCarthy's one an outstanding coach. I was listening to the game last night, watching it, and Aikman was talking about it, and he's reiterated that several times publicly, this Super Bowl winning coach. And Mike McCarthy has been there, done that. He's got great ideas. So bottom line is that in no place in my body language or anything else have you seen indications about what we're going to be doing relative to this staff at the end of this year.
Well, I mean, if they get embarrassed tomorrow, then I think his tune would probably change.
I think he's just saying that he's being politically correct. But I think at the end of the year, Mike McCarthy's gone. You got guys in that locker room like Micah Parsons are like, well, what do you say about Mike McCarthy? He was kind of like, he'll get another job somewhere. Who really cares? So I think that.
You think he's done?
Yeah.
You think that job is definitely open?
I think the culture in that locker room is just, it's completely gone when it comes to what Mike McCarthy was trying to do. I don't think the players listen or even buy into what he's saying. So I think Jerry Jones has to know that.
All right. Anything else, Jackson?
We have Jake DeBrusque reacting to the video that the Bruins showed.
Oh, the full tribute video.
Yes.
Is his career, has he, I missed his retirement announcement. Is that why we were honoring him last night at the Garden?
Yeah, this is laughable. I don't understand why they did this.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's not easy. But at the same point, there's lots of great memories in there. I forgot about the chef even. But there's lots of things. You know, when you're 18 years old through 27, you get to fall in love with the city. Obviously, you've had highs and lows and lots of different things. But it was a pretty cool moment. But the whole day was kind of weird today.
That was kind of weird.
Well, he did score the game winner.
Yeah.
So, and I don't, Wiggy, did you feel like that was a hand pass or?
They were talking about it. I guess the rule is if it hits, even if it's inadvertent, it hits the guy's hand, it's considered a hand pass. I didn't know that. I thought like the guy had to make a waving motion to it.
No.
So,
I mean, the issue is that you could not overcome that one goal deficit.
Right. So even if you give them,
you had a billion chances.
Right.
And, you know, we talked a lot about this earlier, but David Pastrnak cannot, you know, he can't finish. And, that breakaway,
mm-hmm.
like a great shot at the goalie's chest. Like,
Well, that's why I asked you the question and you poo-pooed me.
But what?
Oh.
When I said you're building around guys, forward, Pasta, defense, McAvoy, goalie, Swayman. Are there any of those three guys that you would look at and go, maybe it's better we see if we can get a haul for that guy rebuild?
You're in favor of trading David Pastrnak.
I wouldn't have an issue with it.
For Taylor Hall?
You're on record as making that deal. I understand that.
I wouldn't have an issue. Do you feel like the way he's playing, the way he is, he's the guy to build around?
Yeah, I mean, maybe now that the Joe Sacco bump is over.
Okay.
I thought it was going to last more than two games.
Yeah, you did.
I was very excited about the bump.
Me too.
I was as excited about the bump as I was about Juan Soto.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
So, all right, we got to take a break. We are going to get to Courtney and today's news next.